this morning, and it's lovely to see those of you who are not normally with us to be able to celebrate the wonderful occasion, not only of a dedication, but a baptism as well. I wonder if that's ever been done in RBC, I don't know. But it's great to be able to celebrate new life, or newish life, of Elliot, and new life in a completely different way of Hoss. And I want to just share some thoughts with you this morning. I'm not going to keep you long, but just about that new life. So I want to read, if you can see, I'm going to read some scripture from Matthew and John. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." We see the value that Jesus puts on children and being childlike. And then just a verse from another book of the Bible, John. "Yet to all who did receive him," and that's Jesus, "to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And I want to talk a little bit about rights this morning. There's only one person here who has the right to be called the child of Ben and Becky, and that's Elliot. Now, he's very privileged to have that right, but he hasn't actually chosen to be their child. I'm sure if he had the choice, he would have chosen them, of course. But he didn't actually have the choice. And I'm sure that many of us here feel really blessed that we have the right to be called our parents' children, even if they're not with us any longer. And there might be people who never felt blessed to have that right. But there's also some of us here that have made a choice in our rights. We have chosen to be called a child of God as well, to call God Father, just as Hoss has demonstrated in his baptism this morning. He has made the choice to be known and to believe in Jesus' name and have the right to become a child of God. He's received that new life that only God can give. So what can we learn from Elliot and Hoss this morning? I just want to take us through some rights that children have. And the first one is Elliot is loved. And thank you to Ben and Becky for letting me have the pictures of Elliot this morning. He knows the love of Ben and Becky. He can know the comfort of Ben's arms around him, keeping him strong and safe. If he falls down and cries, he can know the soothing words of parents who love him. He can enjoy the bedtime stories, the gentle kisses that they give him, because they love him. They sacrifice for him. During the sleepless nights, and I'm sure there have been many, do they stop loving Elliot? Of course they don't. They sacrifice their sleep. They sacrifice their finances. They sacrifice that last piece of cake. Because Elliot is their son and they love him. And it is his right to know that love. And God showed even more love for us. He sacrificed for us. He sent his son Jesus to this world because we are a people, whether we face up to it or not, who do wrong. And that separates us from God, because God's best for us is that we live a good life. But that sin can separate us. But when Jesus came to the world and he took the punishment of the cross, he took it in our place. He stood in that gap so that we might be reconciled to God the Father, who loves us unconditionally, who sacrifices for us, who picks us up when we're down, who whose loving arms around us comfort us. We have the right, if we choose to be children of God, we have the right to be loved by him. Secondly, Elliot has the right to depend. Now, right now, Elliot needs to depend on Ben and Becky a lot. Without them, he wouldn't be fed, he wouldn't be clothed, he wouldn't have someone to see the sun and put a sun hat on him to stop him from burning. He wouldn't be able to take himself to bed, he wouldn't have clean nappies. He depends on them to be stimulated with fun because he is their child. He can depend on Ben and Becky. And if we choose to become children of God like Hoss has done, we can depend on God the Father to provide for us. And it might not be that Porsche that we've always wanted, but he provides for our needs. He knows, he sees, and we can depend on him if we choose to enter that relationship of father and child. We can depend. And then thirdly, trust. Throughout Elliot's life, he will be looking to Ben and Becky. Sorry to put the pressure on you here, Ben, but he will be looking to you for guidance. Right now, it's in walking and talking and eating properly. In a few years, it'll be choosing subjects in school or guidance in how to drive. Good luck with that one. Or which university to go to, what career to pursue, who to marry, or he might not come to you for that. But he will be looking to you for guidance because he knows, even now, he knows he can trust Ben and Becky to do their very best for him because he is their child. And they will get it wrong. Sorry, Ben, you will get it wrong. But Ben and Becky know somebody who won't. And that's why they've dedicated him to God today. Because they know even when they get it wrong, God gets it right. When they can't be with Elliot, God can be with Elliot. And as children of God, we know we have a Father who can be trusted to guide us, to support us, to hold us up. And the path won't always be easy. It doesn't guarantee. If you become a Christian, if you become a child of God, you have an easy life. I'm going to talk a bit about my story in a little while. And that, it isn't always easy. But what God does promise, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Hoss has acknowledged that this morning. Whenever, wherever, in the calm, in the storm, nothing, because of Jesus, nothing can separate us from God the Father again if we choose to accept that invitation. Elliot is wanted and accepted. Now, if Elliot comes up to Ben or Becky looking like that and wants a kiss, do they reject him? No, they don't reject him because he is their child. If somebody else came up to them, they probably would, you know, get a wipe out first and sort of, even if they're crying, sort of, you know. But Elliot is their child. They welcome him. They accept him into their arms. They don't reject him. They love him. And I imagine that more than anybody else in this room, Ben and Becky have witnessed already in his 15 months, his lows and his frustrations. Because often you find children will hold back their emotions and their bad behavior until they're with their parents. Because they know it's safe with their parents because they're accepted. They're not going to reject them. And I know that some parents do. But when we choose to be a child of God, we are accepted. don't have to come strong and sorted. All he asks is that we come. There's a verse that I love. Come to me, all who are not strong and stable, like the Conservative government, but weary and burdened. Weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We can be accepted and we can be wanted, and we come as we are. Just as Hoss came as he was, with all his baggage and background, he can come as he is. And I wasn't going to share this next bit, but I woke up this morning and I just had such a strong conviction that I needed to share some of my story with you this morning. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make myself very vulnerable, but I really believe that this is for some people this morning. You might look at me this morning, you think, you're standing there, you're speaking confidently to a room full of people. So, you know, it's fine for you to say, come to God. It's fine for you to say that you'll be accepted and wanted. Because I might look as if I'm sorted. I might look as if I'm put together okay. But do you know what? Many of you won't know that for the last few months, I have been in a pit of depression. And even as I stand here this morning, I am in that pit. But I have a Father who accepts me and wants me. When I feel like the world doesn't, when I feel like the world has rejected me, when I feel like nobody else loves me, nobody else understands me, when I feel like, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore, I know I am wanted and accepted as a child of God. And I might be in that pit, but I can tell you, God is there with me. Because no pit is too deep for God to be there, or not to be there. Whatever pit you're in this morning, he can be there. God isn't dwelling up in the heavens where everything is lovely. He dwells. And in fact, he loves to dwell in the pits with us, to walk alongside us, to accept us, to want us. Because he is the Father who cares. And I just really felt that some, maybe one, more than one of you needed to hear that this morning. That we might put masks on. Many of you who know me would have had no idea over the last few months what I was doing. I was shouting at God. I was doubting God. All those things. But I came to God knowing that whatever I said to him, he would not reject me. You don't have to come strong and sorted. And finally, Elliot has the right to an inheritance. In many, many, many years, when Ben and Becky have lived full lives and moved on to heaven, Elliot and any siblings that may follow will have a right to an inheritance. And he has the right to the gifts that he receives in this life as well. And when we choose to be children of God, we are co-heirs with Jesus himself. We have the right to an inheritance of eternal life and eternity with Jesus because of Jesus' death. He made it possible. I want to read from 1 Peter. This is what it says. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. We have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. That inheritance is available for all of us. It doesn't decay. It's there, waiting for us. All we have to do is accept that invitation to be a child of God. And we don't have to wait until we die to receive that inheritance, because God's gifts are for this life as well. His presence in our lives, in the pit, or on top of the mountain, wherever we are, God's presence is the inheritance for now as well. So, that's my invitation to you this morning. Elliot has accepted his rights as Ben and Becky's child. If he didn't, we've already said he wouldn't be able to be clothed and do all those things. And maybe you've been sat here today and you've never known a parent that has given that love, a parent that you've been able to depend on or trust in. Or maybe you did and you've now lost them. This morning you can know a father who loves you, who wants you, who accepts you, who you can trust in, depend on. All you have to do is accept the inheritance that he offers. Accept his invitation to be his child. Ben and Becky have dedicated Elliot to God this morning. But ultimately, when he is old enough, he will have to make that choice, just as Hoss has done, to be called a child of God himself. And that is the prayer I know of Ben and Becky's hearts and of our hearts as well. But you don't have to wait until you're old enough. You can do it today. And that is my challenge to you, to know you want to leave this place this morning, to know that you have the right to be called.